Did you care for half of my Reese's sticks?
Give me that stick.
You take two of them. You get two sticks. You get two of these.
I don't know if I can handle two. I can handle two. I can handle two.
Here's what you got to do.
Hang on.
You got to put one in each orifice.
Oh, my God. Right.
I'm going to eat it through the glory hole. Hold on.
You feel the chocolate peanut butter cream kind of oozing right down my throat. Oh, man. I can't.
Are you legally allowed to call that chocolate?
I mean, I don't know. I can feel the brown.
I remember when I was a kid, there was a bar, a candy bar called a Summit Bar.
Really?
It was like a Twix, but it was nuts instead of caramel on top.
That'll be good, actually.
Oh, it was amazing. Summit was a great bar. They didn't make them anymore. They were amazing.
There's a lot of underappreciated candy bars. 100 grand. That's a good candy bar.
Kit Kat's good, too. I like Kit Kat.
Oh, man.
It's all about the crispity wafers, I think, is the way
the Reese's stick has some.
This reminds me a lot of a good-tasting Little Debbie thing.
Hey, those Nutter Butters.
Yeah, those are not good.
No, they are
These
horrible.
Are better.
The thing with the Nutter Butter is that it's 75% wax.
It's like eating one of those little candies with the wax and the coloring inside.
You eat it, you're just like...
It's not even like a fruit flavor. It's just like a... It's like, oh, that tastes like a medicine. Like, why am I eating this?
This better have penicillin in it. Like, if I'm eating this... It's better cure an STD. That's
right.
All I'm saying.
Right. Like, that's Mom, I have gonorrhea of the mouth again.
You would eat one of those things. You'd have like a fucking face coating. You'd be like, nothing go away. Because it's like, nope. You were fucking stupid enough to chew that.
The zebra cakes.
Oh.
The same thing.
Yeah, they coat your mouth in that like weird, like super cheap, like trans fatty shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like Homer, like drinking the candle. You're like, I can eat hot peppers. Like, I'll have a Guatemalan insanity pepper. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, those are fucking But you know what's still fucking rock solid is a Star Crunch.
I think the OCPs are awesome, man.
Yeah,
oatmeal cream pies. I'm a huge fan of cream pies myself. I mean, coming from Glory Hole Studios, I'm a huge fan of cream pies. So I love a good oatmeal cream pie. Love it. Delicious.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I mean, I'd eat one, but still.
You look like a bulldog eating custard, you know? It's just sort of coming all out of different areas, you know?
I'm shaking off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And coats the walls. Boom,
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Look, a few drips on your labia, but that's okay.
Hey, this is a rental house. Yeah. I don't care.
I used to buy, when I was a kid, there was all these different things. My mom used to let us get one candy bar. And this was when I was very, very young. We'd go to the store with her and you'd spend what seemed like an eternity at the grocery store, just walking around, my life.
Right.
And then she would say, okay, you guys get one candy bar. My brothers instead would buy cards. So they would get baseball cards. That's what they would do. They would get a pack of baseball cards.
No, they were not fat kids.
No. I once or twice got Star Wars cards because I was a kid and, you know, Star Wars. I don't know why. But the thing is like the fascination immediately. Like I was like, oh, I'll get Star Wars cards because my older brothers were getting baseball cards. So I got Star Wars cards.
And are they delicious? Like, can you eat them?
They had a piece of gum in there, but it was awful. It was like fucking – it's like
– Oh, it's that hard,
it's that
like,
hard, like
gum?
Fight gum? Like you're, yeah. Like, you're like, oh, I just lost all the fillings. Well, that's interesting.
You chew on it and it shatters like glass in your mouth. It's like asbestos.
It's crazy.
You look at instead of like it like look at the ingredients of that gum and it's not like xanthan gum, it's like fucking straight asbestos.
It's
just
like mortar.
Oh God.
Yeah, it says mortar or that's it. It's just
now with
it.
More mesothelioma. You're like, oh my God.
It's the worst gum. But I remember getting the cards and then looking at them and being like, okay, well I just looked at them, now what?
Right.
Now what do I do with them? So I stopped getting the cards.
Yeah, because you can't eat them.
I used to get a Reggie Jackson bar. I forget what they were called.
What the fuck is that?
They were called Reggie's.
I'm looking at it. Oh, God, it looks so old. Look at that.
Yeah, it's. I love the packaging is awesome. But the Reggie was what I used to get. That's what I used to. My brothers would get the baseball cards, and I would get the baseball candy. So,
dude, that's awesome. Wait a minute. So if you do a Google image search, it's like Reggie, 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 Big Mo.
I guess it's the same thing. All it really was like a chocolate-covered payday. That's really all it was in like a smashed-up form. really was all it was. I mean, I don't think it had the exact same flavoring as Payday.
But there is a chocolate.
But it was like a peanut.
Isn't that a Baby Ruth?
Yeah, it was like a peanut. No, Baby Ruth's a little different. It was like a peanut. It was like a peanut caramel chocolate thing.
Yeah, okay.
And it was pretty solid. Yeah. I used to eat the hell out of those things. Yeah. That was what I – that and the Summit Bar. The Summit Bar was my ultimate favorite bar.
I got to see the Summit Bar now. I used to convince myself that if I had to get a candy bar, if I got a Payday, because it had so much peanuts that at least it had protein. So I was like, oh, it's the lesser of the – like it's a lesser evil candy bar. And I would convince myself that it was a – well, I just got fat, basically, is what I'm saying.
The bar consisted of two wafers covered with peanuts and all topped in chocolate.
Oh, I'm looking at it. Oh, I vaguely remember. Now that I see an image of it.
And it looks like the bar we just ate, except right. for that one has peanut butter in it and this one didn't.
Right.
This one just had the nuts in it.
God damn, like the fucking second image is clearly a potato quality
image. I know, it's taken with like a fucking pinhole camera from 1865.
It's like, the Summit Bar must pose for 20 minutes unmoving for my newfangled motion camera. Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Photograph your candy bars.
That's fucking awesome.
Look
man.
At that. This looks like a candy. You know what this looks like? And maybe it's different, but it looks like it's got like the same base as a Charleston Chew. And I love a frozen Charleston Chew.
It's not the same.
No?
No. Okay. It's just like a Twix. It is exactly like a Twix.
All right. Because a Charleston Chew will pull your teeth right the fuck out.
Charleston Chew is just a taffy that is covered. The chocolate is non-functional. Like, it's just, you put the chocolate on, and you bite into it when it's cold, and the chocolate just flakes right off. It's like, blunk, and it just falls right off. You bite into it when it's warm, and the chocolate just melts right off. Like, the chocolate is completely non-functional on that thing. There's no reason
to
even have
it. That's not a using chocolate.
It's not a usable chocolate. Oh. That's like an idealist chocolate. Like, you thought it was a good idea, but it's not a good idea.
Contains 1% actual chocolate.
It's like a communist chocolate. Right? Like, you think it sounds good, but in practice, it's terrible.
It doesn't work.
It's a bad idea. Yeah.
The whole chocolate bar is just corruption chocolate. It's like, oh,
This isn't real chocolate. This is like corrupted socialism chocolate. That's not good.
I mean, I'm still eating like 7 of them.
You like a Charleston Chew, though?
I like them when they're frozen because they're so satisfying. You feel like you're fighting something. Like, you eat a Charleston Chew, and it's like you're holding off the fucking army at Thermopylae by eating that thing. And it's like,
I will stand in the hot gates.
You bite into it, it shatters in your face. It, like, falls into pieces. You're like, I have destroyed this chocolate bar.
No, those are your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
They fall out. That's not the candy
bar. I need to see a dentist. Yeah.